The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. We're live here inside the MDN studios. Sam Webb met the Ms. Misler in another day for Ira Weintraub. Ira, hopefully you're on the mend, my man. In the meantime, in between time, we get back to doing what we do. And part of what we do is telling you how our friends over at Brighton Ford, how they just deliver. They deliver an easy, a fun, a memorable buying experience. They deliver value. They deliver deals that can't be beaten. That is a guarantee. By our friends out at Brighton Ford, John Cuter sent the message telling them it's any deal you come with will be beaten. That is a Brighton Ford guarantee. And guess what? When you talk about the lease deals, second to none out at 8240 Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Find them online at BrightonFord.com. Call 1-800-NEW-FORD. Get into the new 2020 Ford Escape. $283 per month with just $283 down. Or how about the 2020 Ford Edge? $325 a month, $325 down. 2020 Ford Explorer, $308 a month, $308 down. The 2020 Ford Fusion, one of the most fuel-efficient vehicles on the road, $222 per month, $222 down. Last but not least, the 2020 Ford F-150 XLT, outstanding pickup, one of the most popular vehicles on the road, $292 a month, $292 down. For those and other great deals, get on over to Brighton Ford, 8240 Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan, BrightonFord.com, 1-800-NEW-FORD. Get on out and understand, find out why we say Brighton Ford delivers. The Michigan Basketball Insider Podcast is up, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. Tim McCormick and I every week dig deep into Michigan basketball. This week we talked to Nick Stauskas, and so you can go check out that interview. But wanted to get to our previews. Obviously, we look back to the Purdue victory. We look back on the on last week's games, but look ahead to tonight's game against Wisconsin and then the Ohio State game. So here is more from Tim McCormick and I on the Michigan Basketball Insider.
Great stuff for Michigan down at Mackey Arena over at Purdue, a team, as I said before, you know, Purdue has had some big wins this year at home. And they're a team that's on – they were on that proverbial tournament bubble playing for their tournament live. So that was a game that you feel like at least a lot of the pundits were saying they had to have. It would be a big one for them to get Michigan at home. And the Wolverines came and absolutely got it done. Isaiah Livers back in the mix in that game as well. And the Wolverines got it done on both ends of the floor in that game, Tim.
Sometimes when you watch a game earlier in the year, it can really stick with you and sway your thinking on who's going to win or lose. And I watched Purdue just completely dismantle and destroy Michigan State by what, 29, yeah. 31. it was a massive beatdown. And so I kept thinking of that game prior to Michigan Purdue. And then I also, you know, I played at Purdue against Gene Katie at Mackey Arena three times. And let me tell you, it's not Assembly Hall, it's not Jenison, it's not St. John's Arena as the toughest in the Big Ten. It's Mackey. It's the loudest. It's the hardest. So what Michigan did against a very hungry team from Purdue was eye-opening, extremely mature. They showed cohesiveness and teamwork. It was another full game effort. And they did this without Eli Brooks. You know, he played 20 minutes. Man, I hope he's okay because that was brutal.
Yeah.
That takes an emotional toll on you. You see your buddy, you know, basically helped off the court. Michigan got better on defense without their guy, and that's surprising. John Teske is no longer a liability like he was during a little bit of the stretch of the season. He's back to being an all Big Ten caliber presence on defense. They contested shots a lot like Rutgers, and I just, you know, imagine for a second, like sometimes a baseball pitcher will get hot, right? They'll get in the zone. They know exactly where the ball is going to go. You know, putters in golf start making everything. Quarterbacks get hot. They get in a zone. And even basketball players get in a zone when they're shooting a basketball. Well, I think that sometimes defenses can get hot like that too, where they get so dialed in, and there's almost like a synergy that they have where they just anticipate that the help is coming from here and they close out a little bit hotter. Michigan got hot like that against Purdue, and it lasted almost the whole game.
Yeah, there was a big challenge for Michigan to really step up and do a better job against Trevion Williams, who had an out-of-body experience, as I call it, against Michigan.
Yes, he did.
The game prior, 36 points. He was unstoppable in that game. So you knew that was going to be, you know, he was going to be a focus for Purdue. And why wouldn't he be? And Michigan does such a tremendous job of being true to the scout. You know, there were times where they would, you know, they would run another man at him. But more than anything, I felt like, you know, knowing his tendencies, they time and time again, you know, got him. He wants to go over that left shoulder. They did a good job of jumping that every single time, Tim. So much so that you could tell he was out of sorts. There was one time where he had Franz Wagner on him, and he must have been, you know, 15 feet from the rim. But because, you know, Franz had good positioning, he went up and left the shot short. And I'm thinking, wow, he didn't even go into a move to try to back him down because Michigan had scouted him, you know, jumped his tendency so well that he was ill-equipped to really deal with it. So between, you know, having him catch a little farther out, you know, taking away his pet move more times than not, he wound up putting up 21 shots in this game, so like you expected him to, as a guy who scored 36 points the game prior. But he was only 8 for 21 in that game. Michigan did a great job against him in this contest.
They did, and then also we have to acknowledge Isaiah Livers. You know, he really is the key figure in this defense. One of my favorite movies was Jerry Maguire. I know you loved it too,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Tom Cruise was talking to Renee Zellweger. Do you remember the line?
Well,
he said, "You complete me." That's what he said in the movie. And I feel like that's what Michigan's defense is saying to Isaiah Livers. Isaiah, you complete me, because he makes so few mistakes and he talks really, really well. And the most important part of defense, it's rebounding, right? You complete the whole sequence. And Livers and Franz right now, I don't know if this is an overstatement. Maybe if I looked, I could find somebody that's as good. But I just believe right now that Franz and Livers are the best defensive rebounding tandem in the Big Ten at the forward position. They're just really, really good.
And it's crazy to say that about Franz, because physically he's so slender that, you know, you're amazed that he's able to be so effective on the glass. And, you know, again, when it comes to on defense at times, there are guys who are going to have a size advantage, like Trevion Williams in that matchup. But the guy is crafty. He's, you know, high basketball IQ, is able to use his length to his advantage quite often to compensate for what he lacks in brawn. And it's coming up huge. And now, you know, I'm knocking on wood, but it seems like his shooting is starting to come around a bit. You know, knocked down a few threes in that game, had a career high 22 points. He was outstanding, but I'm with you. Isaiah Livers, the catalyst for this team, you know, icing it down the street. They try to go to the foul game. He hasn't missed a free throw since November, so he keeps that streak going. Again, he is just he puts this team on a different plane. And now you hear the pundits start to say, right, that this looks like the team that we saw down in the Bahamas, that this looks like the team that with Isaiah Livers, you know, like they could beat anyone. And I'm warming up to that, Tim. I think this is a team that if they can keep Isaiah Livers reasonably healthy, and that's a big if, but if they can, you know, I don't think that saying that this is a Sweet 16 team at least is too lofty, is too grandiose to say, you know, when you talk about what this team can do. I certainly think they're capable of at least that if Isaiah Livers can stay healthy.
Oh, I say that without hesitating. They've got a big time swagger right now. And it's the perfect time of the year to feel a little bit invincible. I promise you, if Michigan had a game tonight at Duke, at Kansas, at Maryland, they would step on the court believing that they were the favorite and they would win. I don't know if that's the case. I mean, those are tough venues. But it's that mindset. It's not about a couple of good practices or you've got a little win streak or you had an upset victory on the road or a great motivational speech. It comes from sustained excellence. And Michigan is not lost now in 3 weeks, and they expect to win. And the greatest connector of players, the greatest boost of energy and confidence is when you go into somebody else's building and you walk off their court and it's silent. And you jump up and down and celebrate with your boys in their locker room after a win, that will build your confidence and expectations more than anything else.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. And you see other guys running in the form. You mentioned John Teske, and I got to give him a shout-out in this game because, again, John Teske is a passer. You know, maybe he's had these struggles offensively, but I continue to believe that he is a plus passer as a five-man, and we saw it really come to the fore in this game. 4 assists, second most for Michigan in the contest behind Xavier Simpson. Who again, you won't see many games where you talk about, and a guy goes 0 for 10. You're like, man, he played horribly. He shot poorly, but he didn't play horribly, Tim. As you know, you saw, I thought him do a good job on both ends, but 6 assists and 7 rebounds didn't let his poor shooting really affect the rest of his game.
Well, I look at the NCAA tournament, and if you said, who's going to have like a monster game in, you know, against Seton Hall in the Sweet 16. Who's that guy? I think it's Teske. I think it's Xavier Simpson because they've been there and they're seniors. And also familiarity has created problems for both of them. Everybody scouting report knows them so well. So how many times do we see Xavier get right-hand layups now?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't happen.
Right.
And they know exactly. We talked about this Teske. You know, he's an angle scorer. He needs an angle to get by his guy a little bit. And they jump right on that left shoulder. But when you get to a game against Arizona State, you know, in a Sweet 16 matchup, they don't know him very well. The players don't know him. And then all of a sudden you're going to see Xavier Simpson have 18 points and 11 rebounds, and you're going to, or 11 assists, and you're going to see Teske have an 18-point game like he did early in the year. That's when you're going to see them shine. So that's part of the reason I really believe that Michigan is primed for a great March.
Gotcha. All right. So Tim, let's look ahead to this week for the Maize and Blue, starting off first with the Thursday matchup against the Wisconsin Badgers. I remember, and this is a team that I had written off. I admit it. I had written off earlier in the year. Felt like, you know, you lose your second leading scorer to transfer. This is not a team that's really going to be able to get it together. And right after that happened, Tim, was when they knocked off Michigan State, and that was without Brad Davison too in that game because he had been suspended. For that contest. So no Kobe King and no Brad Davison in that game. And they went out and they won it. And that's when, you know, that was a little bit of jolt of act right for me. You can never write Wisconsin off. You look at the standings right now in league play. This is a team that's ahead of Michigan in the standings, 10-6, 17-10 overall. You know, under the circumstances, a pretty good showing for the Badgers.
Badgers are going to be tough. It's a good team, and they're playing their best ball of the season right now. They've won four in a row, and I believe five of six. They remind me a little bit of Purdue. Good defense. They lack some of the perimeter playmakers that they've had in the past. Definitely better at home than on the road. But I like their big guys as the strength of their team. Nate Reavers he's going to get all Big Ten recognition. Micah Potter is playing better, 6'10" or so, very physical. Low turnovers. They can beat you at the three-point line. And you're right, after the slow start they had this year, it was easy to write them off. But if you look at the KenPom numbers and some of the bracket projections, I would say that right now Wisconsin might be like a 7 or an 8 seed. So it'll be a really high level environment and a great opportunity for a big win. And I think Michigan's going to play great against them.
Yeah. Make Nate Reavers, you know what I like to say, make him play some defense. And Michigan has some guys that are really going to push him. I think that's going to be one of the keys to trying to, keep him from having one of his stronger showings. But a guy who can hit threes, who can play in the lane, just a really versatile guy that they have to lead the way for them offensively. And then after that, it's matching their grit. I don't care what Wisconsin team it is, they're always the team that's going to play you tough, play you physical, and have some grittiness. And then on this team, I'll say it, a dirty player in Brad Davis. I think Brad Davis is just I think he's just a dirty guy, Tim. It may seem a little gratuitous for me to just find a way to throw it in there, but I feel like whenever you play Wisconsin, you gotta throw in there that you're going to be dealing with a guy that's a cheap shot artist. Maintaining your composure against that, not matching fire with fire, so to speak, and winning on the scoreboard is the best way to deal with a guy like that.
Come on, Sam, don't hold back. Don't sugarcoat it. Tell me what you really think about Brad Davidson.
Yeah, he is. Right. And so then, from there, the Wolverines, after they take on Wisconsin, then it comes time to go down to Ohio State and take on the Buckeyes. Remember, we talked about this game a couple of weeks ago. They come in Ann Arbor seeming like, Michigan is going to hold on to get this one, and they are able to snatch that victory on Michigan's home floor. Now the Wolverines are going to go and try to exact a little bit of revenge.
Ohio State is playing some really good ball right now. And what a strange season for them. They started out and won 11 of their first 12. And a lot of people thought that this is a Final Four caliber team. Then they were horrific. They lost 7 of 10 and were struggling at both ends of the court. And now all of a sudden, they're playing really good. Caleb Wesson is an all-Big Ten guy. Dwayne Washington is playing the best ball of his career. They just beat Maryland by 7. And Luther Muhammad was the best player on the court in a very talented game. I think that the most important part of this game is that Caleb Wesson had 23 and 12 the first time these teams met in Ann Arbor, and John Teske was 1 for 7. Mm-hmm. That's a matchup that needs to be pretty darn even. And it gets me excited because there's 2 weeks to go in the regular season. And we're getting a few days away from March right now. This is my favorite time of the year.
Yeah, he was able to get off, able to get going. And in the last game, talking about Caleb Wesson, and he was able to harm them from the perimeter too. That was one of the things that really stuck out, and it kind of got him on a roll. But you're absolutely right. I think it's one of the biggest keys to slowing a guy down. So he doesn't have to worry about the other end of the floor. Man, it just seems like it just takes a lot off the plate to be concerned with, to worry about, to hinder him offensively. I think that's a part of the Caleb Wesson deal. So John Teske playing better basketball of late, and now you can come back in. You can still come back in with Austin Davis. You know he's going to give you some tough physical minutes as well. I think this is a game that, yeah, I really like Michigan in. They had them. They came close to having them here at home, and they weren't able to hold on. I really like them in the rematch to, turnabout is fair play, right, Tim?
That's right. You know what? I just – And my friend from the Michigan Ohio State game that wants his NIT tickets, he's going to have to wait a year, right?
Right. And the other thing that they're out there, I mean, lest we forget, no, in that last game, no Isaiah Livers. So now, Ohio State's going to have a little something extra to worry about. In addition to a front, do you think that Franz Wagner and Eli Brooks are going to go a combined 5 for 24 in this game? All of those things together, your two best shooters shooting epically bad, and then not having your best shooter on the floor. I just think all of those elements won't be there this time around for Ohio State. I think Michigan's going to be better shooting the basketball, if for no other reason, and they're going to have Isaiah Livers out there too.
Yeah, I'm excited, Sam. I like the direction of the team, and more than anything else, it's just exciting to have a game on Thursday night and a game on Saturday that I just can't wait to tune in for.
Sunday,
it's
right?
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And again, you can listen to the podcast in its entirety wherever you get your podcast. Search the Michigan Basketball Insider. Obviously get Tim, his interview with Nick Stauskas is in there as well. So be sure to check it out. And we got a lot of great guests coming up on the Michigan Basketball Insider podcast. Any ones that you missed in the past, you can always pull those up as well. We got to get to a break. Come back on the other side. Switch gears. Talk some Michigan softball with Michigan softball coach Carol Hutchins. So stay tuned for that here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.